You're listening to Essence Purpose Podcast, the podcast where you find purpose within a poem. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Essence Purpose Podcast. I'm your host, Essence E, and I pray everyone is having a beautiful day in the Lord. And today, in episode 13, the topic is called Children, God's Precious Jewels. But before I really get into our topic, I just want to say that towards maybe the end of the episode, I will not be reciting a poem today because I just think that it's important to really talk about this, and I couldn't picture myself writing about children and their death. I just can't picture myself writing a poem about that. So today is a special topic because I heard something today on TV that just really was really heartbreaking, and I just want to encourage and to maybe warn, or this could maybe save another child's life that doesn't have to go through this. And I just want to start off with a prayer first and foremost, and that may God guide my words onto what to say about this subject. So please bow your heads and close your eyes. Dear Lord, I just want to thank you for everything that you've given us and done for us. I just pray that you use me today and use my words to uplift someone, to warn someone, and to give enlightenment about children and what's going on in this world today, Lord. And I just pray in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus that you will please bless and protect our children, that you will please bless them and keep them. Just please bless them and keep them safe because they're so precious in your sight. So, Lord, I just pray that someone will listen to this and realize some things, and you will show them things like never before, Heavenly Father God. And I just want to thank you and praise your name. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. So I want to talk about, there was a child that has recently been killed. She was 6 years old, and she just came off the bus going home. I'm not going to give the name of the child because it doesn't matter, because sometimes this happens to all kids. So I just want to be praying for all the children and their parents and everyone who are involved in these types of situations. But she got off the bus going home, and she never came back home. They now found her body. The person who ever did this murdered her. And it broke me because it's just a 5-year-old girl. Well, 6-year-old girl, I'm sorry. Six-year-old girl has not even begun to live yet. And yet she was going home. She got off the bus going home. It did not return. And I just pray for that family tonight, and I pray that they be lifted up in the mighty name of Jesus. But what I'm trying to get out and what I'm trying to say is we really need to be careful. If we have nieces, nephews, sons, daughters, it doesn't matter. We really need to be more careful nowadays when it comes to children. Children should not be going alone by themselves. Not little ones that little. Not even taking the bus. Not even taking the bus from school that little, because there are predators around, and they don't care. They roam around the neighborhoods looking for the next victim. So I just encourage parents tonight, please don't put your child on the bus alone if they're 5 or 6 or 7 years old. I just encourage you, please find time around your schedule to go pick up your child. I know everybody works. I get that. And I know it's much more easier for a kid to take a bus. But nowadays, you can't have your kid take a bus. You can't have your kid do anything. You can't send your child to the grocery store by themselves just because you live 2 blocks away. Because within those 2 blocks, something could happen. You don't know. There are a lot of times that people watch kids. You don't know that this person is watching your kid, and they're just waiting for that innuendo to move on them. We really need to be more mindful of these things. This world and the people that are in it, it's getting worse and worse and worse. And I know it's really not the people, it's the spirit. It's the spirit that has them. So I just really encourage you tonight, do not leave your child alone. Don't send them on a bus. Just please be more mindful of what's going on. And I don't care if you live in a gated community. I don't care if you live in the nicest neighborhood. I don't care if you live in the roughest neighborhood. It does not matter which neighborhood you live in. It does not matter anymore. I guess it did back then, but it does not matter. Crime happens everywhere. Even if it is a gated community, there's still crime going on around it. It's just that people do not pay attention or see it because they're in their own little world. So please, I just beg of you, just find time or rearrange your schedule or have someone pick them up, someone you can trust, a family member maybe, to come and get your kid or anything. Just please, please, there are too many children out here that keep getting killed because somebody is watching them. Somebody is watching and waiting for them, ready to pounce on them. You don't know who's watching you out there these days. You don't know who's ready to make their move on your child. You don't know. And when they walk up and down these neighborhoods by themselves, I don't care if their house is a couple of blocks away. I don't care. It does not matter anymore. Because there's a lot that can happen in between those couple of blocks. There are a lot of children who get hurt because they only lived a couple of blocks away after they come from the store, and then somebody decides they want to snatch them. And it's important to teach kids about stranger danger. Not everyone is your friend. You cannot go up to everyone and talk to them. You cannot answer every single person because you do not know what their intentions are. You have to instill that in your children, not to talk to certain people. If they see a person going down, if they see this car going down the street and this person wants to talk to them and stuff, tell your child, look the other way, go. Just keep going. Keep going. Keep going. But really think, just keep going. If they could actually maybe run up to a neighbor's house or run to one of the houses that's there if somebody's bothering them, anything, just please be mindful of the things that are going on in this world. And I know there are a lot of kids that don't want to get their kid a cell phone, but I do encourage that. I do encourage about getting kids cell phones. If the child is around maybe 12 on up, I know that, or no, I'll retract that, 10 on up. I believe that a child who is that young should have a cell phone if they have any type of group activities at school, if they have things they have to do after school, things of that sort. I believe a child should have a cell phone. It just needs to be monitored by you. You can make it parent friendly, however you want to with a cell phone. But I believe a child who is going to be doing things like that, they need a cell phone. They need to keep in constant contact with you. If something were to go down, even at their school, if something's going on at school that you don't know about, if your child needs to contact you, they need to have a cell phone on them. So I encourage parents to please let them have a cell phone between the ages of maybe 10 years old should be the start of them having a cell phone, especially if they're going to be getting into more sports, especially if they're going to be doing school activities, plays, anything. I believe a child should have a cell phone on them. That way they have that insurance that they can reach their parents. And I just want to read this. I just want to read this verse from Psalms, and it's in Psalms 127, 3-5. Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their opponents in court. And I read that verse because children are so precious to the Lord. It even said, they even have a song called "Jesus Loves the Children of the World." Jesus loves the children. God loves the children. They are so precious in his sight. Do you know how precious they are? They are full of innocence and full of beauty. We really need to be keeping more of an eye on children. And I'm not trying to say about whatever happened with the parents of that child, they did not keep an eye on their child. No, this was a nice community. This is the kind of community that you think nothing would happen in, but the unthinkable happened. So I just encourage each and every one of you. I'm just saying this for safety and like kind of a warning. Do not let your children go everywhere without you. Don't send them to places that you're not going to be in, like the grocery store, even if it's only two blocks away, or even the school bus. Just come and pick up your child each day if you can. That's all that I'm saying, because this is happening too much. Every single time you turn on the TV, you hear about a child dying or getting murdered somewhere because they went home from school and they were supposed to be on that bus, and they got off the bus, but they did not go home. We really, really need to be more mindful of this and not be blinded by it anymore. I know people want to still think that this world is going to be a better place, but I have to tell you, it's not. It's not. And I encourage each and every parent out there to please, if you're sending your kid in a grocery store by themselves, please stop doing that. I have seen this countless of times where parents are sending in their kids to the grocery store by themselves, and they're like younger than 7 years old. And I just encourage those parents, please stop that. Don't do that anymore. Don't send your kid in to the grocery store all by themselves, all alone. Please don't do it. I don't care how safe the neighborhood is. I don't care how friendly everyone is. Please just stop doing it, because you never know. You just never know. I don't care if you live in the nicest neighborhood. It can be the richest, most glamorous neighborhood that you have. But if you think that crime is not going on, then I'm sorry to say this. It's delusional thinking. We need to be up to par with what's going on in this world. We cannot just turn a blind eye anymore and say to ourselves, well, that happened to them. It's not going to happen to me. How do you know it's not going to happen to you? I always notice that the people who say that it's not going to happen to them, it happens to them, and then they have a different way of thinking. But you can never say that it's never going to happen to you. You can never, ever say that. You think that just because they were in this certain part of town or this part of town, that's why that happened? No. It can happen anywhere, anytime, in any given way. And we need to be more mindful of that and stop thinking it can't happen to us, but it can. Anything can happen to us at any given moment. It doesn't matter who you are or how high you rank. It does not matter. It doesn't matter what type of position that you're in. Anything can happen to you. You're not immune. We all have to learn that we are not immune. Things happen. We just have to keep praying and trusting in the Lord that he will protect us each and every single day. And especially the kids. Especially the children. Need to be praying for children every single day. Need to put that hedge of protection around their head. We need to be interceding more for them. We cannot sit up here and believe that it cannot happen to us, but it can. So please, we need to start praying more for our children and not sending them to places where it's so easy for someone to get them. People think that if you just sit your child in there for a few minutes, they should come home. And 9 times out of 10, that does happen. But what if within that moment, someone spotted them in that store and were like, I wonder where she's going. They may not try anything right there at that moment, but they will start circling around the neighborhood, following them into certain places. And trust me, that person will not know it. The parents will not know it. And that's just how sneaky these people are. They roam around the neighborhoods, casing it basically, to see who they can get. And if they see that your child is alone several times, they'll case it again and case it again to see what's see if the routine is going to get different. But if it doesn't go any different, that's when that happens. That's when that horrible moment where that a parent feels, that's when it happens. And sometimes people think that this happens randomly. No, it doesn't. Sometimes these people are followed. Sometimes they will comb around your neighborhood just to see about your child and just to plan this elaborate plan on doing something harmful to them. I don't know anyone who would hurt a child. I do not know anyone who would do that to a child. And it angers me. And it makes no sense, none whatsoever. This girl was just 6 years old, hasn't done anything to no one, and yet her life was taken for no good reason at all. So I know I'm very passionate about this. I just want to encourage everyone to please watch over your kids. Do not let them go to certain places so when they're so little. And I see this all the time. And it's heartbreaking because I know what could happen. I know the dangers and I know the risk. People think that it can't happen to them because they live in a nice neighborhood and they can just roam around, and that's not true. We need to be smarter. So I just wanted to give this word and just encourage every parent out there, and every aunt, uncle, anyone, grandmother, grandfather who is taking care of a child. I do not want this to be you. I don't want this to be anyone. So I just encourage you to pray over your children and don't let them go anywhere by themselves. Do not let your children go out thinking, oh, well, they're just getting this and that. It's only a couple of blocks away. No, that's more than just a couple of blocks away. That is your child's life. That is your child's life. And I just pray that this ministers to someone. I pray that the routines that someone does changes. I know you can't be with your child at all times. I know you can't do that. But these little preventive measures can help. The child doesn't have to go to the grocery store by themselves. A child doesn't technically, they don't need to take a school bus. These are just little bit preventive measures. I know that people have lives and they need to work. I get that. And the bus is convenient. But remember, do you want convenience or do you want safety? You have to remember these things. I know it's more convenient and people have to work and they say they don't have time to pick up their child. Well, if you don't have time, if your job is weighing on you and everything, then I just encourage you to have someone you know, someone you completely trust, pick up your child. I just encourage that. I really, really do. I really, really do. Because this is happening too much. A child ain't even safe to go on the school bus no more. A child ain't safe to even walk the neighborhood a little bit for a couple blocks without someone bothering them. It's sick. It is truly sick. So I just really wanted to give that word. I just really want to encourage someone out there. Because I don't want this to be anybody else. I don't want them to have that feeling of loss and to have that pain. I may not have children on my own, but I can't even imagine how a parent must feel right now with their child who they don't have here anymore. And they got that awful call saying your child is no longer here. They've been murdered. And you can't understand why in the world anyone harm a six-year-old girl or a six-year-old boy or a two-year-old child even. There are people who harm children when they're babies. It doesn't matter. And it's just, it's not right. It's not right. So I just encourage you, just take extra measures when you're sending your child to school. Don't send them to grocery stores by themselves. Just be with them. Get them some type of cell phone, some type of communication. Because if something could happen, that way they can reach you. And I just want to read this verse that even Jesus said. He said in Matthew 18:6, "But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it will be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and be drowned in the depth of the sea." Did you hear that? Did you hear that? It would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea if you harm a child. Lord Jesus, just please protect your children. Please have your hands over them. Please watch over them in the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father God, please bless these kids. Please open up people's eyes. Please, Heavenly Father God. So I just really, really encourage you, all of you, watch over your children. Take precautions. I know some people might think I'm sounding a little bit overprotective or overbearing. But from what I've seen, from what I've read today, you have to be a little bit overprotective now. Because some people in this world are no joke. They're not working with the right spirit. And so please, I just want you to pray over your children. Keep your children safely in your arms. And just pray to God to protect them every day, interceding for them. And giving them advice on how to handle this if something does happen. Stranger danger. They need to learn how to handle stranger danger. Because you can't be friendly to everyone. You just can't. So I just pray that whoever hears this is blessed. And I just pray in Jesus' name for all the children out there who have been hurt. And I just pray for the families who are going through losses right now, who have lost their children for no good reason at all. For no good reason at all. But I just pray for them to have the peace of Christ that surpasses all understanding in their hearts. Because we may not understand why certain things happen sometimes. And like you think to yourself, why would God allow this to happen? And you know, I know those are the types of questions that we ask ourselves whenever tragedy does strike. But we have to remember that we serve a great Father. We serve a great God who gives us love and joy each day. And even though we don't understand why these things are happening, but we just have to trust and have faith in Him that we'll understand everything by and by. And that He is in our corner always. We have to keep having faith. And we have to keep pushing through. We're only passing by in this life. We are just passing by. We are not going to be here forever. So I just encourage everyone, as long as we're here, make it count. Make it count. And I just pray for everyone out there. For each child out there. Please be safe. Please be more knowledgeable about your surroundings. Just please be safe and please stay in the Lord. I want to thank everyone for tuning in today. I hope you all have a blessed, beautiful day in the Lord. And remember, He is always with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Thank you.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Endures. When